Okay, now the chicken caper was not, we can't finish without talking about what the chicken on wheels.
Well, okay, the chicken on wheels is kind of humorous too, because what we did when we tired of, I don't know if we were tiring of
stealing chickens and putting them in celebrities' houses and on the governor's bed.
At that time, pizza delivery wasn't real big, but chicken on wheels was. And so we got a hold of some chicken on wheels boxes that were perfect size for a live chicken, and we'd put the chicken in the box, a chicken on wheels, and then we'd go around to places
and deliver
them. And they'd say, of course, we didn't order chicken on wheels, and we'd say, well, you know, it's late, we're tired, we can't find the address.
There must have been a mistake.
Yeah.
Just take it anyway.
Take it gratis, you know. God bless
on
you.
On us. And then they would be grateful.
Yes, of course, momentarily. And then, of course, we were long gone. But my ex-wife actually was in a quiz section on a Monday morning, and a woman in her quiz section said, you are not going to believe, Frank and I are sitting there watching late news or something, and this the doorbell rings, and they actually lived in university housing then. And she said, you just wouldn't believe this. The doorbell rings, and this guy gives us this box on chicken on wheels box, and we thought, you know, we didn't deserve this, but they opened it up, and I guess, you know, all kinds of
things.
She just couldn't believe it.
Live chickens. They'd open the box, and there was the live chicken.
There was the live
chicken. No, but you were not disguised. I mean, you were risking.
Not disguised, but she would have no idea.
And so nobody.
This was not a federal crime.
Nobody caught you, and this was a legendary, and again, written about in the papers in 60 and 61. You could read about them if you went out of the historical museum. And look, you've got somebody that's got all the clippings but won't cough them up because he's still afraid to be found out.
That's right.
So we're going to have to do something about that.
We'll try.
You've added to the folklore, the history of Madison, Wisconsin, by your presence here. This is great. Ken Kissinger, who went on again. Just tell us, because people are hearing this, you went on to respectability. Tell us again what you did.
Respectability? I went on and worked. And had a
but
job.
I mean, graduated from the UW, you graduated
course.
Graduate school
of course.
In labor law, and then you went on to work personal director for the hospital, the medical center there.
And my God, you're making me out to be some kind of...
Years as the labor... No, because you engaged in all these... again, it's hard to ever live up to the legend of your youth where you stole the governor's boat in a high boat chase.
Okay.
But
I was going to say, Mitch, when I came on, this has got to be Idiot's Day, because after you got Will Sandstrom and Toodles, who got about 25% correct
rate. I love Toodles. No, she's great.
And now you got me.
She's the best psychologist.
What were you thinking?
In the world. But this is great stuff. We will come back with more, and we'll talk about tomorrow's show, and I won't call you Toodles, Ken. This is News Radio 1310 WIBA. So, what can I say? Ken Kissinger, who is here and has shared with us all of these memories, and I would think that a lot of people who are listening were remembering their own youth, because everybody at some point at 19 or 20, and that's what age you were with your buddies, engaged in wild activity. We were just thinking during the break, when I was at Butler in Indianapolis, we stopped by Newcastle, the hometown of my best buddy, who was in Steve Alford's wedding, who was an Indiana basketball star and is now coaching in Iowa, shoving his guard in the back during the timeout. And he, of course, didn't drink. He was clean-cut, very religious kid. We went to his house and got him and took him to the donut shop, because we would drive in the middle of the night to Newcastle, which is 45 minutes away, to get hot donuts. And we used to call them hot chocolate twisters. Very fresh. And he came with us one night, and it was fun. But, I mean, and another example, and I'll stop, nothing like the chicken phantom stories, but years ago, North Carolina State, Houston, the NCAA tournament final, Jim Valvano was the coach of NC State, and Houston was this big favorite, Phi Slamma Jamma. They had Clyde Drexler on the team, and also Akeem Abdul-Olajuwon, and they were the heavy favorite, 20-point favorite, and Valvano and his team actually won the game. I'm at Butler in Indianapolis. My buddies and I said, let's drive down to Raleigh, North Carolina State, and party with the kids down there, because they're going to go nuts. I mean, they just, this upset. So we drove that night, and by the time we kind of came to, sort of, we were in like Knoxville, and they said, well, let's turn back. And I said, no, we're here now, let's just go. So we get into Asheville, which is in, I go to the McDonald's, by now it's daylight. We'd driven all night, and we had no idea. And I said, how far away? We're in North Carolina, let's just go. And we go to the McDonald's, and how far away is Raleigh? And the guy goes, well, they say it's a six-hour drive. I go, oh, no, we've driven 7 hours. So we went ahead and drove all the way, 13 hours to Raleigh, and got a T-shirt, and then drove back. That was not real smart. In fact, the father, and there was horrible rain, and we were going through the Smoky Mountains, rain, and, we listened to Ronnie Millsap, and the father of one of the guys lectured all of us, because he was listening to the weather report, and somebody had told him we were coming back, and we all got in trouble. He lectured me and everything else. It was just wild. So 2 days after the game, I'm back on campus at Butler in Indianapolis with an NC State National Champs T-shirt, and they said, where did you get that? I said, Raleigh. Anyway, that, I can't compare with the Chicken Phantom. But Ken, thank you very much again. You were wonderful, and I hope you see your buddies, and including the guy with the clippings. We've got Charlie Conover coming up next with a big news hour who had a wild and wacky youth himself, and maybe he can share some of those stories. I don't know. Dan Beyer, we thank him very much, our producer engineer for this broadcast that I will never forget, and of course our wild and wacky and deranged guests from earlier in the show. So we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Open Phone Friday, and of course, trivia. So we'll see you then.